Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, and welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. Today is Wednesday, and I have two special guests with me today because we are talking about twins and sleep. And these are my beautiful nephews. They're twins. They just turned four. How old are you guys?
Four.
And today we're talking about twins, and I thought maybe you guys could tell us, do you know any twins? Do you guys know any twins?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Who? Are you guys twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are twins?
I don't know.
You don't know? Theo, do you know? Yeah. What are twins?
Brothers.
Brothers. And you were born on the same
time.
Yeah. Who's older, Tate or Theo?
Both of us.
Both of you. You're equal? Who came out first?
Me.
And then Tate. Right?
Right.
Okay, and so we're talking about twins and sleep. Do you guys sleep all night?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So how do you guys fall asleep?
I don't know.
It's a bit of a mystery. But can I tell a story about you guys?
Yeah.
When you were 5 months old, we taught you how to sleep. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Before that, Tate and Theo were sleeping in the same crib together. Do you remember? You used to sleep in the same crib together. Yeah. But once you started rolling, that caused some problems, right? Because you were bumping into each other. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So what we decided is we moved you. These are my sister's boys, by the way, but we moved them into separate cribs and we started to work on sleep. So how we did that is we temporarily moved one baby out of the room into a pack and play. And when you're teaching twins to sleep, you need to move the twin that sleeps, the easier natured twin when it comes to sleep, out. And who did we move out? I think it was this guy, Tatey. We moved him into the pack and play in his parents' room. And the trick is you don't do that forever. You do that for two nights to take them 80% of the way in terms of learning to fall asleep independently. And then on night three, you move them back in to get to the finish line. And you do this because I feel like it's a bit unfair if you leave twins together while we're trying to teach them to fall asleep independently, because one wakes the other. Just when one maybe has fallen asleep, the other one might wake up. And very quickly, there's just more crying than there needs to be because they don't have those sleep skills yet. So if you separate them, do the bedtime routine together just like you normally would, keeping the feed first, even though it's twins, feed them both first, bath, book, sleep sack, bed, but separate them, then they have the opportunity to gain those independent sleep skills, which only usually take a night or two, then move them back together to get to the finish line. You know, and it didn't take these boys long. And then the other thing is that I would let them, twins are usually pretty regimented on their schedule in terms of feeding. But on these first two nights when you separate them, let them run on their own schedules because we kind of want to see where the feeds are going to lie, where they need those feeds. So, am I boring you guys? If, like, for example, this guy needed a feed at 1 and then again at 4, but maybe this guy only fed at 2, and they do that for the first couple nights just to kind of see where we need to set their schedule for feeding. So do that. It's going to be an exhausting couple nights for mom because she's probably going to be back and forth feeding in both rooms. But then when you move them together for night three, what happens is you're going to probably wake the better, the sleeper that can go the longer stretch, if that makes sense. So if one is waking routinely at 1 and one not till 2, what we'll do is we'll start at the 1 o'clock feed. We'll feed the baby that wakes, and then we'll change the baby that's still sleeping, diaper change him first so that he's a little bit more awake, feed him, and then put him back down. And the same principles apply when you're teaching two babies to sleep, is that make sure that they're awake when they feed. So by changing baby B first so that he's more awake and putting him back down, they'll sync up and get on schedule. And then what we can slowly do is help the baby that's waking first go longer by stretching him a bit. So maybe if he's feeding at 1, we'll wait and we'll feed him at 2. We'll say we're going to feed him at 2 and see what happens. And usually once they've gained those sleep skills and they have the ability to put themselves back to sleep, it's not a problem and they can go to 2. And that would, of course, depend on their age as well. So that would be my advice with twins, is with babies anyways, is first off, you need to separate them, move the baby out that typically sleeps easier, and then on night 3, bring them back in. Do you guys think that sounds like a good plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say? What is your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
Sport ball and volleyball.
I mean volleyball.
Volleyball. And who's your favorite hockey player?
Darn it. I mean Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid. He's pretty awesome. Who knew that you would go from 2 tiny babies that we were teaching to sleep to 4 years old? Where are we going to go today?
On the LRC.
The LRC train, also known as the C train. I can't wait. So we are going to sign off here and we are going to have some fun. But I'm so glad that you guys joined me today. And if you have any questions about twins, you can reach out here and comment or go to our website, look up all of our sleep plans, because the cool part is at the Mama Coach, we don't charge extra for the second baby, because I feel like that happens to twin moms on everything. So if you need help with sleep with your twins, we're so happy to, and it's only the price of one baby, even though you have 2. So have a good day, and I will see you all Monday. Talk to you guys later. Can you say bye?
Bye.
Bye.